meet a couple of the youngest voters in this election. Tu McKenzie and Madison Bao are college buddies, 18 and 19 years old, respectively. They're both freshmen at the University of Wisconsin, Eau Claire, and they're both biochem majors, so they're also lab partners, and they often study together. They don't see eye to eye on politics, but that never seemed to get in the way until a Trump rally was held on campus last week. On the way back from her lab, Tu, who was born in Vietnam, couldn't avoid walking through a line of those waiting to get into the Trump event.
There were chants coming from the arena, but you couldn't hear the words. Just that indiscernible sort of thumping and cadence was pretty almost physically chilling to me. And there were just people that I could just feel them like staring at me. Then a couple of them, as I tried to cut through the line, yelled to go back to where I came from, or that I was sapping off the government and that I should be grateful. And I was pretty astonished. I'm not a very confrontational person. I'm pretty conflict averse, to be quite honest.
And there was one other insult that was lobbed at you that you mentioned on your Facebook post that was really, really insulting.
It was Ching Chong, Asians for Trump. And then I didn't even say anything. And they followed up after I didn't acknowledge them with, do you even speak English? And
Wow.
I've lived in the United States for 18 years. Like, I was born in Vietnam, but I was adopted when I was 3 months old, and I had never experienced that before.
So you're a Clinton supporter. And Madison, you voted for Donald Trump and went to three of his rallies. After that incident that Tu went through, what was said, Madison? What did she send you?
She was like, some things happened last night that were really upsetting, and I just really need some, like, time. And so I was like, oh, what happened? And she was like, just some stuff. Like, I don't really feel, like, comfortable really talking to you about it right now. And then later she said, I made a Facebook post. You're welcome to go read it and whatever.
And
so
did
then
you?
I went and read it, and it just totally, like, broke my heart that something like that would have happened to her. Like, me knowing her, she is, like, one of the sweetest, most, like, compassionate people that I know, and the fact that someone could just say that to anyone is just like shows how, like, downhill, I guess, people are starting to go.
Did it make you change the way you feel about Donald Trump?
No, because while that was one of his supporters, that doesn't necessarily mean every supporter is like that or he is like that. It could have just as easily been someone going for Hillary Clinton that could just say something like that.
And yet a lot of people have said that because of what Donald Trump has said, it's kind of given people, his supporters, permission to be racist. That supporter was Tu.
Right. But to me, it's like, if you're racist, then you're racist. Like, you're not going to just change based on a presidential candidate. But like, I'm a Donald Trump supporter, and I would have never in my life said anything like that.
Two, I'm curious, how many of your friends at school went to that Trump rally?
Almost all of them. All of my friends, except for my roommate, actually, all my close friends.
How does that make you feel?
It was pretty isolating that evening after I came back from class and after I had gone back up the hill, past all the protesters again. I went back to my room, and there is another girl on my floor who isn't white, and I spoke with her, and we both felt pretty fearful. So we went to the cafeteria together to eat dinner, just to have that company. And the atmosphere in the cafeteria, the rally had just been getting out, and it was very frenetic, and I was pretty scared there also. And I went back to my room, and my roommate is a nursing student. She was at clinicals, and I couldn't focus. I couldn't concentrate. I had two tests that week. I couldn't concentrate on anything. I just sort of laid down in the middle of my floor and just tried to process.
Should being racist or remaining quiet in the face of racism, should it be a disqualifier for public office in 2016?
One person might say something that they don't necessarily seem as racist, and someone else might, like, take it as that. Obviously, what they were saying to Tu was, like so obviously racist. But the fact that, like, just saying Donald Trump, like, some things that he said, if you take them out of context, could seem very racist. But if you look at the bigger picture, in my opinion, I don't see them as racist.
So your post, too, on Facebook describing what happened last week and these painful racial slurs, it spread really quickly online, shared more than 2,000 times. How did that make you feel?
my words when I wrote that didn't come from a place of anger, but yet many people used it to fuel their own hatred and feelings of frustration with the government and this campaign. They were using it to polarize their social media even further, and I was very uncomfortable with that. It was evidence for their arguments as, you know, the country is descending into demoralization and it's so sad and they were ashamed. And I just, my words, I was very conscientious in my post to be as diplomatic as possible and just to relate the event and how, I mean, my final statement was just to make sure that everyone voted today and it wasn't endorsing a candidate or slamming a candidate. There were some people that were claiming that I made it up and that I was lying. And someone even searched me on Twitter and YouTube and they said, well, Tu doesn't seem like she's politically motivated. And I'm not. I'm an 18-year-old college student and I'm sort of the mom of my friend group. I like to fix everything. I like to make it better. And I couldn't fix it. I had no control over the post. I couldn't defend myself. I couldn't clarify what I had intended my original message to be.
Yeah, going viral ain't all it's cracked up to be. Madison, what was your reaction when you read Tu's post?
I couldn't believe something like that would happen to her, just knowing her personally. And also it was sad that when she posted that, she didn't feel like she could talk to me about it. Because I'm a Trump supporter, I still don't think that's right. I still think that's totally wrong.
So tomorrow we face the post-election. The divisions will still be there, right in your own dormitory. It sounds like there are deep divisions. Can your generation get beyond them?
I would certainly hope so, because that's the next step to healing and becoming a more cohesive society. Certainly, Madison and I will continue to be friends. And, you know, there are certain times where I feel uncomfortable with certain topics of discussion, and we've only known each other for a couple of months, so it's hard to say how deep we can go with certain topics. But I think we both have a pretty respectful understanding of each other's values and beliefs.
Madison, how do you think you and Tu will go forward if we see more incidents like what Tu experienced last week?
Well, if I had been by her when that incident happened, I definitely would have said something. And I don't know what we could potentially do for society or our community to, like, put an end to racism. But in our school, I think we could, like, implement diversity classes, because if people are educated, they're not going to make uneducated comments like that. But then also people have to want to be educated.
Madison Bao and Tu McKenzie are freshmen at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire. Thank you both for your honesty and sharing the story with us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.